Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. And I hope that you are waking up with us this morning and starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm doing great, thank you.
You look great in that color. That's like one of my favorite colors. If everybody can, like, what color would you call
like
that?
It's like a jade blue electric.
It's electric blue.
Electric blue, yeah. It's a great color. I think it definitely goes well on fair-skinned people like ourselves.
That's probably why we like it so
much.
Exactly. Anyways, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing well. Everything's going good.
Very good. Very good. And how is everybody out there? I hope that you are all having an amazing morning, starting your day in a positive way. I want to start off by giving out our phone number here. Our phone number here is different than all the other shows, so I want to make sure you write it down. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Because what we love to do here is to give back on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm telling you, we have been kicking butt, I have to tell you, on everybody calling in. And I love it. We want to hear from all of you. I do want to remind you also of our 7 to 8 show. And we've got a 7 to 8 show. And it's crazy.
It's a completely different show, too. So you actually get 2 hours of us.
Yeah. Every,
it's something totally different.
And then there's 3 hours of us because we have our 2 to 3. And Sherry's just waking up and walking in here with us, too. So anyways, we are so excited. Also, thank you for all the votes and making us a favorite of Ventura on
Ventura County Star.
Thank you, Ventura County Star and Reader's Choice. So thank you again, and we hope that you cast your vote there too. Again, follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, stay connected, and that's another way to win amazing gifts. So also, we're playing with Dynamic Talk Radio now on dynamictalkradio.com, and you can listen to our shows there. It's something new, so they're growing with us, so be patient in case there's a little bit of a problem there, but you can hear us live on there, and that's dynamictalkradio.com every day at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and 2 p.m. So to listen to our shows live online. Also, you can visit our website to listen to all of our past shows, and that's kimpaganoshow.com. Sherry, how are you? Sherry just walked in.
I'm fantastic.
Good.
So
you look great, too.
So excited for today, and it's actually my birthday today.
Happy birthday. That's
right.
Sherry.
Yeah, so exciting.
We did a show when it was my birthday that time.
I know, right?
Same day?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Very
nice. So happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. Tom will have to find some happy birthday music somewhere along the line. Anyways, I just want to let everybody know that we bring the brighter side of the 805 to you, and we always want you to listen, learn, and laugh with us. And I do want to remind you that we will be here from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And today is our recovery show from 2 to 3, and oh my God, you are not going to want to miss it. Some of my, just amazing guests that we have, and so I'm so excited about that. Our first guest today is Vicki Oliver, and she's going to be talking about the workplace attire and how we might be giving others the wrong message about us. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also joining us today are Shana and Tim Mallon, and they're going to be talking about the Inkhorn cookbook. And we love food on here.
We're
teaching Sherry to cook and eat well here. But before we do that, let's give away some of our gift certificates here and talk about all of our prizes that we want to give back. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Write that down. All you have to do all the way through the show is give us a call with your name and your number, and then one of the team members will get back with you. So, and remember, I love that everybody's calling, but if you've won something within 30 days, give somebody else a chance. But you can always call and just tell us,
what you love about our show. We want to hear
from
all
of you. We'd
love to
hear from our listeners and what you're enjoying and what we could do that you'd love to hear that we haven't talked about yet.
There you go. And cast your vote for us, the Kim Pagano Show, right under radios, under community. So with that, Tom, what are we giving away?
We have Kaneo Players Theater, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, Power, Ambition, Greed, It's Just Another Day at the Office, a lot of fun, that's a classic, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying in Thousand Oaks, and that runs through April 12th. Denise Butler Photography, if you want some beautiful photography done, Sweetheart Session, 1 hour in studio, local, on location, whatever you want to do, two people, style consultant, the whole deal, it's happening there, and this is a beautiful gift from Denise Butler Photography. Along with that, Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, you got to get to see the Ultimate Car Exhibit. It runs all the way through May 1st. It's a must-see at the Reagan Library, a beautiful place to go on any day with the cars there, too, the automobiles. It's really extra special. So
and
those are going out.
There you go. And talking about Ronald Reagan Library, they just emailed me just now, and I've got two tickets to the Big Band Dinner up there, and that's with Johnny Vanna, and that's the Big Band alumni. And so that dinner is going to be March 6th, my husband's birthday.
Ooh.
He's got a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
And that is from 6 to 9. So give us a call right now, 419-0008-41. 19-0008. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'm so glad you're here. Our first guest, let's start off with Vicki. Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. First off, I'm in Manhattan.
Okay.
I'm the author of 5 books on career development. And the newest one is called Live Like a Millionaire Without Having to Be One. It was published about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, we don't have
that perfect one. Book for me.
I know. That is so got your name
champagne
on it.
Champagne taste on a beer budget.
I love it. You know, will you send us that? Because I know that's not what we're going to talk about today, but oh my God, I love that title.
Thank you.
All right. So the book that we're talking about today is...
No, we are talking about this book today because these tips and tips like it are in the book.
Oh, okay, perfect.
I'm just laughing because yesterday in my private practice when I was seeing clients, I was wearing like workout clothes, and I've never really done that, but I almost took the day off and then last minute had a couple clients, so I'm kind of laughing that today we're talking about, you know, people can be really questioning by what you wear.
Well, you know, you're working out their brain, right?
I guess that's a good way to look at it.
I know. I mean, you can kind of turn it around and look out there, but Vicki, so well, how do you become an expert on personal branding and office etiquette?
Well, for me, I started my first life was in advertising, and I wrote advertising copy for beloved brands throughout the U.S., and I really learned a lot about branding, and this book is really about that. It's like how to brand yourself as a success before you are one, and the reason it's important to do that is so that people feel confident in you. Like if you don't have a lot of money, but you have a lot of style, people do feel more confident giving you their business, you know, giving you a job, whatever it is that you seek.
Hmm. So is that when you say a lot of style, I'm a hair therapist, okay? And
oh, good.
I know, you know, when you dress good, you look good, you feel good, you do good. I mean, really, that's been my theory in life. And there's days that you get dressed, I know, I'm sure, like you were saying, Sherry, yesterday, right? But you get dressed and you know you're just not feeling it. Right? But then there's days that you go, oh my God, I am looking like I'm on fire and I'm ready to go.
Well, today I felt like getting dressed up because of what I did
yesterday. Yeah, and you look like you're on fire. And I think we all have really good colors on. It's
absolutely
all about that pop in your step every day.
It is. It's also that, you know, the other person, let's say you're meeting with somebody, they feel it. They can tell. You know, if you feel confident in yourself based on what you're wearing, how you look, like how you walk, it's contagious, and they begin to feel confident in you as well.
Well, I think when it sort of goes to when you're wearing something that you think you look really good in or you feel really good in it, you automatically exude a self-confidence that people can relate to. People can see it.
And it's all persona.
And I mean,
persona. It's perspective. You know, it's really persona. Like, how do people perceive you?
Right. You know, one of the tips in my book, in Live Like a Millionaire Without Having to Be One, is if somebody, let's say you have a friend, and the friend says to you, wow, you look great today. You look amazing. What are you doing? What have you done? You know? A lot of times that's a cue that color that you're wearing is like a power color. And you should go out, in my opinion, you should go out and buy 3 items in the same shade and just wear them, because you've discovered, you stumbled on something. It's like a confidence booster to wear a power color.
What are the power colors?
Well, there, I think
they
would
individual.
Be...
It has to do with your own skin.
Yeah, that's
your
what I'm
hair,
saying.
Your
so
eyes,
what's an
like
olive,
your own
olive
tone.
Skin?
And your friends, not salespeople, but your friends are really attuned to that. Like when you look a little bit better than you do ordinarily, they're the first people to tell you.
What's,
you know,
the, what's the deal with always wearing black? I love black. All women love black.
I love black.
Is there something about that?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of discussion about the color black as you know, something to wear in my book, because it's very frugal to wear black. You can get a lot of, away with a lot wearing black, you know? You don't have to dry clean it as often. It doesn't show stains as readily. I mean, in that
unless you
sense,
have a black
it's great.
Car.
But if around your face, a lot of times it doesn't work.
Hmm. Now, I like black as I am getting more mature. At 44, I do, and I have strawberry blonde hair. I'm fair. I'm very fair complexed. I feel like I don't look as good in prints, like colors like that. I
right,
do better
right,
in a
right.
solid, and a black, yeah. I feel like, always will looks good on me.
Okay, it's an individual thing. I mean, I have strawberry blonde hair also. I don't feel like I look good in black at all, or not around my face.
Oh, how funny.
I mean, I'll have like 5 pairs of black pants,
right?
But not around my face. It's an individual thing. You know, your friends are your guide to that. And there's
that
a lot of cues in the book, too, about texture. Texture can make a big difference. Like if your hair is curly, you know, you might look better in sweaters, for example, that have more texture. If your hair is straight, you may look better in things that have a little less texture.
Wow.
Oh,
and so what is the name of that book that you're talking about?
Live Like a Millionaire Without Having to Be One.
Live like a, okay.
It has all these different tips in it about dressing, you know, how to just really be your best without spending $1 million.
Now, do you think that could intimidate someone?
Well, it depends. If let's say you want a job in a dot-com company, right, and everybody is there and they're skateboarding through the hallways, right, and they're all 21 years old, they're skateboarding through the hallways, and let's say you walk in and you're overdressed and you're wearing like a 3-piece suit, yes. That's the wrong message, because you're showing that you don't fit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I
you
see
have to dress for your audience.
It's true. Like when I did TV interviews, and if I would go to CNN, I would dress differently than E! News.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
E! News would be very like trendy.
Yeah.
CNN
right,
would be more
exactly.
businesslike.
I call this dress for success, right? Okay. So again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we are talking from the 805 right now. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry. I'm here with Jennifer, Tom. We're talking with Vicki Oliver, and Live Like a Millionaire Without Being One. I love that. I mean, really, because not all of us could do that, but you actually could be on your way to being one, right? If you could just pick up all these great vibes that everybody's talking about.
Well,
correct?
Vicki, I love your tip about your friends are the people that really see what you're wearing. You know, go if they say you look great in a color to follow that. I don't generally wear tennis shoes. That's just like jeans and tennis shoes is not
right.
my look. It's not that I'm a fancy person, but it's just like I think I'm really tall. And
how about
just,
like Vans? Like I bought a couple of
okay,
shoes,
no,
shoes
I,
over the weekend.
Because well, you know, I'm tall. I can't wear something like that. But I had to buy a pair of like tennis shoes because I just needed them in my everyday life. And I literally, people say, wow, I've known you for 17 years and I've never seen you wear slip-ons before.
Right,
like,
right,
it's just
exactly.
not in my repertoire.
Isn't that what a Vans is?
But I bought them from Target because I knew I wouldn't wear them a lot. So like they're
you didn't want to invest a lot of money.
They're black padded like a Chanel handbag.
Oh, that's,
and,
yeah, yeah, I just bought a pair so, that has like the silver.
And going to my kids' yeah. carnival in the fall, it's always the biggest, like, what am I going to
yeah,
wear? Because
so
I'm not a
right,
jeans
exactly,
and tennis shoe person.
Exactly. And your friends pick up on these like micro
they tell
cues,
me
like,
I look
oh,
funny.
You don't look,
like,
you look
that's
different
the oddest
than they
outfit.
Did yesterday. Why? And they're going to tell you whether it looks good or bad.
But you know, okay, I'm going to have to like go to bat on this with you because I think that in your own gut, you know if you look good or not.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay? So sometimes you have friends that aren't in your best interest, okay?
Those
and
are different
so,
friends, yes.
Yeah, so you have
no,
to
no,
have
no.
friends that you can really trust. Even sometimes, I mean, it's a friend that you know that they don't, they're not going to take anything or gain anything from you.
These are my friends who, when they see the tennis shoes and the jeans, they're like, that's not really your style. Like, you
right,
look
right.
funny in that.
We're not talking about frenemies.
Yeah.
We're talking about
yeah.
friends.
It's funny that they recognize that that's not how I normally
dress. I think how we dress has to do with our mood, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I do, too. But, you know, I just want to go back to the statement about how you know in your gut. I just want to challenge that a little bit.
Okay, please
do. I do not always think we know in our gut. Like, for example, a lot of women, you know, they're still wearing the same hairstyles that they wore in high school.
Yes. And you know what? That's how I became a hair therapist.
There you go. It's like, so, you know, that's not so great to, you know, always be, like, exactly the same. Like, things go in and out of style, you know?
Well, and I think we get hung up on our own imperfections that we think we have. And if you asked your husband, does this look good on me, he'd probably say, oh, I love that. And I might be like, oh, you're lying, this looks awful,
right?
You know, because
right,
it's
exactly.
My own
things like, more, you know, for women it's more about their, you know, girlfriends, you know?
Yeah. And I have to tell you, it's funny, Tom, we're gonna have to throw you in on this one, okay? But it's so funny, there's times that I've asked my husband, he looks at me, oh yeah, you look great. So one day I dressed up in this funky outfit and I'm like, do you like this? Does it look good? And he's like, at first he was like, oh yeah, it looks good. Wait, what do you have on?
Exactly.
Go, just testing you to make sure.
Right, I mean, he's not really looking, you know?
Yeah, they're not. And it's not really like, that's not really important to them. He's like, just tell me what to wear so I can get going with my life.
Some guys it's important.
Yeah, yeah. Tom?
Doesn't matter. No. Nope.
You don't care what your wife wears or...
Well, she's smart, so she wears good things.
So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's like, I know she'll make the correct choice. Yeah. And I assume she did.
You trust her.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Did
but
she
you
pick
know
out
pretty
your clothes?
Well, like, on a first impression, it matters.
I wear workout clothes. Nobody picks out my clothes.
I love it. Vicki, so talk to us about dressing for success in, you know, if any of my listeners out there are maybe trying to, you know, get into a different position at work or, you know, trying to break into a new job or, you know, even, I really think it's so powerful about who you are and how you feel when you walk in for an
interview. How about
if you
work from home, though? See, I love that I have to get dressed up most of the time. But I'm wondering if that affects your performance at working at home, if you're just in your sweats or...
Well, I think it's important
personally, I think it does impact your performance a little bit. You know, it's just a great idea to get in the headset of whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. I mean, in terms of a job interview, like, my best tip, I think, is to say... You know, try to go online, try to look up the company, try to, you know, sometimes they have photographs of the employees. Like, if you go to their website, you can often find, like, photographs
of
their employees
who
work there. See what they're wearing. See what they're wearing. And then when you walk in, like, try to look 25% more polished than whatever it is that they're already wearing.
Oh, good idea. You know, Vicki, so what is your background?
I have written. My background is I started in advertising. I started as a receptionist, and I grew to be a creative director. And I started writing about job hunting. And my first book was called 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions because I felt like I was learning so much about job hunting being in the advertising business. Like, people would roll in to my office and with, you know, tattoos all over, piercings all over. They wouldn't know my name. They wouldn't know our clients. They wouldn't know the name of the ad agency, you know? And I'd be like, please give me a job.
Oh, so right? That was important that they did, that they
and
needed
I said to
do
myself,
their homework.
You know what? In my head, I would be thinking, gosh, I have to write a book about job hunting because I'm learning so much about it. And so I wrote a book about job hunting. It did really super well. It's in 16 countries right now. And, you know, people started writing to me and telling me their stories. And it informed, like, my research for that book and other books.
Very cool.
I think it's important also if you have a job like a receptionist, an entry-level job, to make sure you dress for the part you want to eventually have because I think people take you more seriously.
That said, I would say two caveats. You don't want to look like you don't need the job.
Right.
Like sometimes I counsel women who have been out of the workforce, you know, for a while. And then, you know, they roll into a job interview and they're dressed, you know, like in the, like here in Manhattan, you know, where it gets cold. It's like they're dressed in fur. They're wearing like numerous rings. Like, you cannot look like you don't need the job.
That's
a good point.
Vicki, what are the five styles of dressing and the unspoken message that they each send?
Well, so I feel like wearing eccentric clothing sometimes can do you a disservice.
Okay.
I think that sometimes people are so into the look that they're kind of like ignoring, you know, what you're saying. They're like, oh, wow, that plaid shirt and that bow tie, they clash. That's very eccentric.
How about jewelry? Like, you know, simple jewelry, a lot of jewelry,
funky jewelry. Yeah, I mean,
funky
I think
jewelry.
Generally speaking, a little bit less is more. You don't, I mean, okay, but if you are going into a fashion-forward company, then that's a little bit different, you know? So there, it's, again, it's like modifying your style to the target audience. So if you're going into a conservative company, let's say you want a job, I would go conservative on the jewelry. Don't be too ostentatious. But if you're going into a more fashion-forward environment, like a magazine, then you should sort of wear what's in that year.
Hmm. Now, I have a question. How do you feel about unstructured pants, the yoga pants?
I'm not a huge fan of them myself. You know, I don't think that they do. I don't think that they really help flatter most people.
Well, they sure are comfortable.
You know, but again, if you were going into a .com company, you know, there the codes are maybe more relaxed. So it's really just about, like, you know, whenever, let's say you're going for a job interview, dress for the job interview. Don't dress for your date afterwards or like your workout session afterwards.
How about dresses? I know a lot of the younger women today wear dresses.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of dresses. I think it's like a nice pull together look.
Yes,
you know, it all depends on your body type, your figure, and how it looks. But I really like that look. I think it's just saying, you know, you're pulled together. Basically, most of the time you want to look professional and you want to give off like confidence and something that other people can trust in. So anything that's pulled together, I like. I think that's a really good look.
So my question to you is, leave us with one tip that has helped so many people really nail their job or nail their position and make them feel $1 million.
I would say, I mean, don't laugh. Go in with your lucky outfit, okay? If you have a power color, wear it. If you have a jacket that always works, wear it. If you have a piece of jewelry that brings you luck and brings you good vibes, wear it.
Sounds good.
Because you feel good about yourself, and then you're more confident, and I think people
you're more confident.
That.
You know, oh, these are my lucky earrings, you know? Therefore, I'm going to do well, and it puts you in the mode to do it.
I love it. Vicki Oliver, where do we find out more about you and your books?
Okay, Live Like a Millionaire Without Having to Be One is available at bookstores and on Amazon, and you can find out more about me and the book on my website, VickiOliver.com. That's VickyOliver. OLIVER.com.
Great. Send us our books, okay, so that we could have you back and we'll continue our conversation about this.
Perfect. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. It is time to take a break, but I would like to give away something. And right now is our last chance giveaway for a 2-weekend stay at the Sheraton. And it's right here in Agora Hills. But you know what? There's so many amazing restaurants to go around and just take some me time. So right now, call up 419-0008, 419-0008. And that is the number here. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and somebody will get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a 4-course meal paired with 4 fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. her. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us and waking up with us here on the brighter side of the 805. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. If you would like to be a part of our show, we would love to hear you, just hear from you. Just give us a call at that number, or you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. We would love to spread the word about what you've got going on in your life or your business. And let's do a little shout out for MJ.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to remind everyone to contact MJ at Thermal Imaging of SoCal. It's a safe and innovative non-invasive cancer and disease screening technique that takes a scan of your face and can tell you everything that's going on inside your body. It's a great way to figure out what those ailments are for. Give MJ a call and she can definitely help you out. Her number is 310-463-2318, and you can check out her website at tiofsc.com. That's Thermal Imaging of SoCal, and it's a great way to figure out what's going on inside your body without any surgery or anything like that.
There you go. And you know what we're going to do right now? Let's do a couple giveaways for her. And we've got two face imaging. So if you can give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. In most cases, it's either your dental or your digestive system. I had it done.
It's a quick picture, it can tell you exactly what's going on.
But it's really cool. It kind of lights up, what's going on in your body. And it's really interesting. Anyways, give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I would like to put out there a gift certificate to Pete's Breakfast House. And let me tell you, that
delicious.
Is a hot place, and they have breakfast and lunch, and you're not going to want to miss that. So give us a call right now, 419-0008. There's nothing better than a really good breakfast.
And I think breakfast is better when you go out for it. You can't really make good breakfast.
Yeah,
I mean,
you said you save up and you go.
I do. I love to go out to
breakfast. I love how you incorporate your life in the, I'm going to take lessons from you. But anyways, we've got a gift certificate right now to Pete's Breakfast House, and we've got so much more. So stay with us. And I do want to remind you that we will be here till 8 o'clock. We have 6 to 7. 7 to 8 is our new hour, and we are rocking and rolling. And then again from 2 to 3.
And don't forget to vote for us for the Ventura County Star Reader's Choice. Go to community radio shows. We'd love to have your vote. We love talking to everybody, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can for everybody. So please vote for us.
There you go. Thank you so much. All right. Our next guest, Shayna and Tim Mellon. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hey, we got both of them. All right. How are you guys? Thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, tell us a little bit. How do you pronounce your cookbook? I didn't want to mess it up for you.
It's called the Einkorn Cookbook.
Okay, so what is Einkorn?
Well, Einkorn is the granddaddy of all wheat. It is the wheat from which all other wheat has been derived. So it's the original crop.
Wow. Okay, so why should people care about Einkorn?
Well, one of the reasons I think is because not only is it more nutrient rich, it's a taller wheat, so it's 4 to 5 feet tall, whereas modern wheat's only 1.5 to 2 feet tall. It has a more developed root system, so it's able to have more nutrients, higher amount of antioxidants than modern wheat. Also, it's easier to digest because of that. It hasn't been hybridized. The gluten in it is easier to break down in our digestive tract. And we had never heard of it. And one of the reasons we thought it mattered was just raising food diversity. We really enjoyed cooking with it and the health benefits of it. And by using that, we thought we could make this, for available for future generations, people that have never heard of it, and make it more widely known.
All right.
Can you use it in all regular recipes, like substitute regular flour for this?
Not exactly. I mean, you can, but the results will vary because it's not a straight one-to-one substitution for, like, all-purpose flour. And that's actually part of the reason we wanted to make the book was to create a bunch of tested recipes that people could go to, grab einkorn berries or einkorn flour, and implement it directly into a recipe that's been tested with them and know that it would work. Because, you know, just like with any new grain that you start using, there's just different qualities that it has. And okay. So it'll bake differently or cook differently. You can't, I mean, if you're just totally new to einkorn and you just want to experiment, you can just try using it one-to-one. It just will be different.
Is there a difference in the taste? Is it hard to pass over on your kids when you first start out with it?
Yeah, does it have a distinctive taste? Yeah. That's a great point.
Yeah, that's a really good question because unlike, you know, when people
Shana must have done this. Do you have children?
We don't, no. Oh, okay. We're pregnant right now, 4.5 months pregnant.
Oh, congratulations. Awesome. Awesome.
But usually when people think about a whole grain, it's like hardier and grainier and hard to work with. Einkorn's not like that, especially if you choose the all-purpose einkorn flour, which we use in a good selection of the recipes in the book. It gives a really nice light texture, very easy to like. It doesn't have a weird taste. It has a slightly nuttier flavor, and it has a slightly yellow color compared to regular flour.
Okay. So let me just remind any of our listeners that are just waking up with us or just tuning in with us, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so passionate about what we're doing here, and we're talking with Shana and Tim Mallon, and we're talking about Einkorn Cookbook. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, I started a blog in 2008 called Food Loves Writing, and Tim and I actually met through the blog sometime in 2010.
You met through your blog?
Yes. Yeah.
I love it. So you guys are like both food lovers. And,
that's right.
I love it. That's cool.
We ended up dating long distance. I was living in Chicago. Tim was in Nashville. And we got married in 2011. And after we got married, we started kind of working on the blog together.
Wow. And now, obviously, the blog wasn't your permanent job, right?
Right.
So what did you both do separately?
I'm a copywriter, so I do a variety of different kinds of SEO and online content writing for a marketing company in Chicago, primarily, and freelance writing.
Wow. And I do health consultations, and I do website maintenance for like local businesses.
Wow, you guys could help us with our book.
Okay, now question, what is your favorite recipe that uses the einkorn?
It's a really tough question, but one of mine would definitely be the artisan sourdough. I just love a really nice classic sourdough loaf of bread. And
so you make your own bread. I know. Sherry's looking at it. She's like,
okay. If we made our bread with the einkorn, does that mean we could eat the whole loaf of it?
Look
with
at, I know.
I'm just like
when it's what
warm.
Made you wake up one day and be into wheat? I'm just trying to understand, you know?
She's our therapist. She wants to know the deal.
I know. What is that? What is that that drives you that you are wheat?
You know, I came at it from a health perspective that my mom passed away in 2002, and seeing the impact that food could have on health is what drove me to study health and food and how that affects us. And like I said, einkorn is the original wheat, and it's so much easier to digest, and you can see this explosion of gluten-free sensitivities, gluten problems in people, and it's just a different structure.
So that means einkorn is gluten-free?
It's not. It's original wheat. It has gluten, but it's a completely different gluten structure. So it's actually, they did a study, we mentioned this in the book, where it lacks some of the same toxicity in celiac patients that modern gluten has.
Now, what question always comes to my mind when I'm hearing about all these different, like this einkorn and different things that are newer and better for our digestive and our health, is our grandparents all probably ate biscuits and gravy every, you know, weekend. So it makes me wonder what else is going on in the environment that we are no longer able to eat biscuits and gravy and drink and play bridge.
Just like salt? I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on that we now have to switch our our diets so that we're able to live longer when they all lived forever eating all that bad stuff.
The thing is that our great-grandparents and great-grandparents didn't eat biscuits and gravy. And, like, the wheats like this one is what people were using for thousands of years, for generations, and were thriving on it. But over time, because producers wanted to have a higher yield and, like, for some good reasons, just economically, they wanted to produce more wheat, they started changing the structure of the wheat. And as a side effect, it causes all kinds of different health issues in the people that eat it.
What kind of health issues?
Well, largely like digestive problems.
What we were talking about. MJ, you know, we have a sponsor that does thermal imaging, and she said most of our stuff is from dental or digestive system. And, you know, so give us, okay, can you give us one of your favorite recipes and what we're going to find in your book?
Yeah, so Tim said his was the sourdough bread. And I think that I love the thin and crispy pizza crust in the book.
That's it's what really... I was hoping you would tell me that you have a pizza crust, because I love pizza.
It's a really simple recipe. Comes together quickly. But the trick is that you you press it out really thin and bake it in high heat on a baking stone. And it creates this wonderful crackery kind of texture that we love.
We get einkorn?
You can buy it in a variety of places online. It's probably the best place to buy it.
But like Whole Foods? I mean, we could buy it in Lassen's, that kind of stuff?
Sometimes. Okay. It's different in every region. So different, like, local natural grocery stores will carry it and some don't.
So Shane and Tim, is this your first book?
Yes.
Okay. Well, congratulations on that. And
thank you.
So is there other different grains and things that you are passionate about?
We're passionate about real food and
food
that has not been hybridized or processed. And we like einkorn when it comes to a variety of wheat or kind of grain. Einkorn is our favorite because it is the least processed. But
Shan, are you going to make your own baby food?
We'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we come to
it. Okay, got it. There you go. Just a healthy baby. That's all we're praying for you guys.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Shana and Tim Mellon, where do we find your book?
You can find anywhere books are sold. So
yeah,
anywhere
online. You got it. Well, I can't wait to get our copy. We haven't received it yet, but I went online, looked at it, and it looks really good. And I think, you know what? I love anything that can really just give us a healthy, you know, an outlook on life. And I really think it's a full circle now of life is coming back to the, you know, farmers markets, anything that's in season, all that kind of stuff is really important.
And natural. It's always great to look at a cookbook like this because it can give you ideas to maybe not revamp your entire diet, but a few things to make them better.
Right. And when I have to just be honest, when I walk into like Whole Foods, a lot of that stuff is foreign to me. So I'm just learning and I think it's really interesting. So I love bringing on guests that kind of, you know, einkorn is just another different thing that we could, you know, enhance our life with. So thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You got it. Thanks. All right. We are going to do another giveaway. And this is one of my favorite places. We got a couple things, but this is one of my favorite places. I love ribs. I know it's not probably the healthiest, but I love Famous Dave's ribs. And I love all their sauces.
All their different barbecues.
My
husband's from Texas, so we are big meat smokers. We smoke ribs all the time.
Okay, see, so I love their ribs. Anyways, I've got a $25 gift certificate to Famous Dave's, and I'm telling you, they're right here in the collections, but not only that, they're all over. They do a really great job. They've got some, you know, there's just nothing better
than
they
have great different barbecue sauces.
Oh my God, really I love good. Their oh, barbecue yeah. sauces.
It's anyways, not as good as mine,
now we're talking.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, we are going to do that right here on the Kim Pagano Show, 419-0008. 419-0008. And all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. So stay with us because we're going to chat some more.
When it comes to traditions, Selma Snuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I do want to remind you of our next hour. And we're going to be talking with Amy Morin about 13 things mentally strong people don't do. And there is a difference of how people handle their life. Also, we've got Dr. Raymond Francis talking about never feel old again. And, you know, there's distinct things that we do in our life that make us feel good about ourselves. So
if you don't mind, Kim, I want to remind people we have a free magazine. Soba Now publishes a magazine, and I'd love to tell people about it because it is a giveaway.
Okay.
If that's okay. It's at sobatexas.com/recovery. /magazine-today/. That's okay. sobatexas.com/recovery-magazine-today/. And that's something that they can enjoy because of our new recovery show. It kind of adds a little.
Which we have today at 2 o'clock.
Right. 2 to 3. So I thought our audience would be interested in that.
Yeah. Excuse me. Anyways, you know what? Okay, so I'm just going to, we're going to just chat for a little bit. But I just went to the dentist. Just wanted somebody's opinion on this is, you know, they want to take out my cavities, my fillings, you know, some of the metal that I have in my mouth.
Oh, to make them white?
Yeah. But
I did that.
I did that, too.
Well, did you do it because of the way your teeth look? And
vanity.
You wanted the white out? Vanity? Exactly. Vanity. Well, they're telling me that it's really bad for you to have that. Is it?
I think it is. I think you are supposed to take them out.
It's pretty old, Kim. I mean, how old are those? Things.
They're old. They're old.
So would you have anything old in your mouth?
But when I asked one of my clients that does, you know, she's a hygienist, she's like, it's just like, you know, I know we all want to get rid of our wrinkles, but you know what I mean? Like, who looks in your mouth? What's your thought
on
that?
I don't know, Kim.
When you laugh, when you open your mouth and laugh. I don't know. You know what? I think I have a weird tooth thing. When my son had a root canal and a crown when he was in kindergarten, and they wanted to put like a big silver cap on it, I was like, absolutely not. That will be clear because it just screams bad parenting, and it does not.
That is
but every time okay, I looked at it, I would think that.
It's a back in a molar.
I would do it.
Yeah, I just.
I don't know why. Like, I just, like, there's, to me, there's something about teeth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is.
I mean,
like,
I didn't like spending the money on it. It was like, really?
Yeah, I did like one every so often.
Yeah, I didn't do it all at once, but I think they're all white, right?
But yeah. So here's a question.
All white.
Is it
look good?
Okay, but then you have to get a crown, not a cavity, so you lose your tooth, right?
Oh, you'll probably end up having to do that anyway, just with age. Like, as time goes on, the cavities.
You had to lose your tooth? I had to lose my teeth. No, they don't lose.
No, they should just be able to refill
it.
Yeah,
they just refill it.
That's different. That's
no,
different.
I've never heard of that. No, oh, I now had, they're trying to sell you something.
Yeah. See?
That's no, yeah. I just
had mine replaced.
We need
they
a
were
dentist to call
grade.
Up right now, 419-0008, 419-0008.
That
doesn't
sound right. Yeah, no, I had mine removed, and they literally put in a clear filling.
I mean, it's one thing to have the veneers in the front where you get rid of your teeth.
Yeah,
right.
That's a whole nother
that's
problem.
A whole different thing.
That's a whole nother thing. You know, I want to invite everybody to Mission Oaks Cafe, and they've got their elegant wine pairing dinner, and that is coming up February 26th at 6:30. I'm going to be there.
Their menu looks amazing.
I know.
I was checking
I know.
It out.
So anyways, it's Sunland Vintage Cellars are going to be there. And I want to invite a couple of my guests and my listeners there. So call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And so you can win your ticket so you can come join me. We're going to have fun. You know, life is too... You know, it's interesting. Okay, last weekend I went on a little cruise. And have you ever been on a cruise?
No, but my mom and her friends go on those four-day cruises and they play canasta for 4 days.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been on many cruises. I love cruising.
Tom, you said you've been on cruises, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, it was my first cruise.
And your first cruise? Seriously?
Yes. But I've been doing a survey of people. How many out there have you guys been on cruises? This is like a lot of people.
I can't believe as much as you travel, that's your first cruise. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. That's, a lot of people don't go on cruises.
What did you think?
So you do
it was
nothing.
Amazing.
It was so easy.
Everything's done for you.
It is.
I mean, when I was younger, I went to Club Med. Everything was done
for
you.
Oh, remember that?
Yeah, with the beads, you know.
Yeah.
As a family, we did the Disney cruise, but we went to Alaska. And it was so interesting because my kids were crying at the end. And I said, "Why? What was so great about this vacation?" And they said, "We didn't have anywhere to go."
Oh,
isn't that interesting?
You know, okay, so we loved it. We went into Ensenada. It was just a little weekend cruise.
Did you feel safe in Mexico? I know.
Yes, it was so.
Oh my gosh, I love
Mexico. It's interesting. So we take them, you know, on, and I'm sure they're not going to love this, but, you know, on the cruise ship, they sell all these, you know, excursions for a lot of money.
Yes.
And so this was the funniest thing. You know, every night we had a little private table, just my husband and I. But one morning we got up and they're like, "Oh, yeah, come be over seated over here." Well, it was a whole group of people. And I'm like, "Oh, we don't know them. We're not, you know." Well, I didn't realize they actually, that's the whole idea of sitting with other people,
oh,
right?
Yeah, so
I was so embarrassed with social over here, right? Anyways, they were the greatest people. Anyways, they gave us all the tricks and trades of the ship. And so we walked off the ship. Didn't really put an excursion together, got on a bus for like $2 and went out there. We realized where we stopped was like, I'm like, isn't that our ship? Wait, why did we take a bus all the way here? You know, I mean, they kind of plot it for you.
Right.
We went, we had a, you know, lobster dinner, very reasonable. We bought, you know, amazing things there and it was totally
oh,
safe.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My
Mexico
favorite.
Is really
my favorite.
Fun.
Yeah,
just exploring and the food was amazing and we had dinner and all of a sudden you know, the dinner, all of a sudden the whole place we're eating dinner and it's showtime. All the waiters start dancing, you know.
I think cruises are really fun.
Yeah. The thing that kind of tripped me out was that I wasn't able to call my kids. I mean, I was, but it's very expensive.
Right.
And that was a little, that would probably be my only thing. Other than that, I used my little bands.
Now, I do get car sick
C-bands,
really
right?
bad.
Oh, okay.
And I had to wear those on the Disney cruise. I felt like I couldn't get any air at night. That was my feeling that I had all the time. But other than that, I loved it.
Yeah. We had a nice little suite. It was all good.
It might have been that we were the bottom of the boat as well.
So do you not have any windows?
We didn't have any windows.
You
got to
have a veranda.
Like
you got to do it right.
Yeah,
if
Tom,
you can.
Talk about your cruise.
I've been on a few, and the only thing and it's only one thing, but what I don't like about cruises, when we get to places we like to explore, and usually you only dock for 6 hours, 8 hours, so you're just not going to see much.
Right. You're in, you're out, right?
Yeah.
I like getting a taste of it.
And that's what's nice, though, scenery always changes from your room, and the food's always there. It's easy. You only unpack once, and that's really, really nice. But if you go to, like, a European cruise and you get out and you're in Rome, you have 8 hours and you've got to pick one thing and go.
Yeah,
so but the excursions are dangerous because they're triple, quadruple. What you have to get down. We went on a whale watching trip with this kid the boat was all set up, but we went on for like a third of the price and the kid went anywhere we wanted. Say, hey, go over there.
Think that's probably a tip you learn after your first cruise that you don't book through the ship. You get off the ship. Yeah. Now, how do you feel about dressing up at night?
I love it.
I love that, too. Fun. That's my favorite part.
Okay, so we plan to dress up on Valentine's night, right? But everybody did it before Valentine's night. So by the time Valentine's was night, we were like, I mean, there was a few, but not everybody, because everybody wanted those pictures. But anyways, we had an amazing time and I would recommend it. You know, it's kind of, I want to actually tell everybody about our newsletter because I wrote about it in there, is so many reservations, you know, that we get a little nervous, that we don't do things in our life, and make reservations. I'm telling you.
Oh, absolutely. Plan ahead.
But not only that, there's just great deals out there. You just go do something. You know, there's so many hidden treasures right here in our own,
Stop being a couch potato.
Yeah, there you go. You know what? We're going to take a really quick break. Let's do something and give something away. How about, let's see. We've got some Kaneo Players Theater, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And that's going to be playing March 13th through April 12th. And we've got tickets for you. So give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we've got a whole nother hour for you.
NJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, I do want to remind you of our 7 to 8 show right here, so stay with us. I hope that you're starting your day in a positive way. And I want to tell you a little bit about our next show. We're going to be talking with Amy Morin. We're going to be talking about 13 things mentally strong people don't do. And also Dr. Raymond Francis about his book, Never Feel Old old again. And there's some distinct things that you might want to do. So again, I want to invite everybody to get our newsletter. And that's another chance to win lots of stuff on there. And all you have to do is give us a call, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And you can win all the way through all of our shows. All you have to do is leave us your name and number, and one of the team members will get back with you.
So I was just want to see if anyone had seen on television this week about the woman who had decided that she was happier being overweight as opposed to being the size 4 that she had worked years to.
What, did she write a book or something?
A blog. I think it was a blog that she.
There's less stress in her life to keep it up, okay? But you
know
what?
I was listening to what she was doing every day. She ran 35 miles a week and she ate less than 1,000 calories every day.
Oh, that's extreme,
It's so extreme. And I was thinking to myself, well, that is the extreme. If maybe you found somewhere in the middle, because now she's heavier and she says she's happier now than she's ever been.
Unhealthy.
I think it not unhealthy, but I think your doctor would say you could lose 10 or 15 pounds at her weight that she is
now. That's not even healthy.
Yeah. We'll talk about that on our next show, next hour right here, because there's pros and cons to that. I mean, you know, there's the people that are on the beach that are still having a great time and they don't look amazing, but they feel amazing.
It's all about balance, right?
Yeah. Exactly. That's what there I was thinking, go. Too. Definitely
I want to invite everybody to our next hour. And, of course, I want to end this show with a moment of happiness. Nothing can dim the light that shines from within. And stay with us, because you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.